Two Salem, Missouri residents were killed and two were injured in an accident near Salem on Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports that a 60-year-old man and an infant were both killed. A 31-year-old woman and 1-year-old girl both suffered serious injuries. When the 60-year-old man crossed the center line and hit the vehicle the 31-year-old woman was driving. The accident happened on Highway 72 near County Road 2300. A Mountain Home man has been arrested for negligent homicide. 45-year-old Ian Tice was arrested Wednesday evening in Baxter County and has been charged with negligent homicide, driving while intoxicated, driving left of center, driving with license suspended, open container of alcohol in a vehicle, obstructing governmental operations, and failure to register a vehicle. He's being held on $50,000 bond. A trooper with the Missouri State Highway Patrol Troop G faces rape charges. According to reports, in July, he allegedly went to a woman's home in West Plains, pushed her on her back, and had sex with her, even though she told him no. The incident was reported months later. Ethan Minge has pleaded not guilty to second-degree rape charge. He is on administrative leave without pay and is scheduled to be in court later this month. An Ozark County man has been arrested in Arkansas after a high-speed chase. 41-year-old Thaddeus Clay Urey of Isabella fled from police in Mountain Home, reaching speeds of over 100 miles per hour. He led police through Gasville and Cotter, then into Marion County, through Flippin, and into Bull Shoals. His vehicle was disabled near the Bull Shoals Dam, and Urey was arrested. He's charged with felony fleeing, criminal mischief, driving while intoxicated, drugs, reckless driving, driving left of center, no vehicle license, no liability insurance, and resisting arrest. He was taken to Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $15,295. He's also being held for other agencies. Two Ava residents were injured in an accident west of Ava Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports that a 19-year-old male suffered moderate injuries and a 25-year-old man suffered minor injuries when the 25-year-old struck a deer, crossed the center line of the roadway, and hit the vehicle the 19-year-old was driving head-on. The accident happened on Highway 76, 3 miles west of Ava. Both of the injured were taken to Cox South in Springfield. A Batesville man has been arrested for forgery after allegedly passing counterfeit $100 bills. 38-year-old Joshua Lynn Brogdon was arrested after police received reports of a counterfeit $100 bill being passed at Littlefield Express and at Hobby Lobby. Brogdon, who was recently released from federal prison, is charged with first-degree forgery as a habitual offender. His bond was set at $100,000. The Independence County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of two people on drugs and firearm charges. 64-year-old Mary Jo McLaughlin of Rosie and 59-year-old Jack Dale Wyatt of Batesville were both arrested after a drug task force found meth, pills, marijuana, cash, and several firearms at a home in Rosie. Investigators reported finding six firearms in the master bedroom where both suspects were located. One handgun beside McLaughlin was confirmed stolen out of Claiborne County. Officers also reported locating several drugs and an additional $10,000 in cash between a safe and McLaughlin's purse. Some of the money was identified as buy funds from previous controlled purchases. McLaughlin faces 9 felony counts and an habitual offender enhancement. Wyatt also faces multiple felony charges. The home is 800 feet from the Rosie First Baptist Church, resulting in an added drug premises charge. The Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary met Wednesday. The guest speaker was Mammoth Spring High School Principal Scott Small. He talked about a process they're going through to become an Arkansas Game and Fish Conservation Leadership School.
What this is a kind of a program that's come through the Arkansas Game and Fish in order to reach out and get in touch with more schools and partner with more schools and find ways to get kids outdoors and I guess in the short term, and then long term they've got some things that tie into education, jobs, careers, that kind of stuff. And so we decided to apply for that accreditation this year. And so it's a year-long process. We've got until the end of our school year in May to have all the stuff that we're, supposed to find necessary. And so they'll come toward the end of the year in the spring and do a site visit, and we get to show off all the stuff that we've been doing. And so once you're accredited for 3 years.
He talked about what they need to do to qualify.
As part of this application, there are some things that you are supposed to start up in your school, and so the first one being what they call a FINS team. FINS is fishing in the natural state, and so we'll start a Mammoth Spring fishing team, and they supply the, you go to the professional development, which we went to at the hatchery in Mountain Home, and they supply, I want to say it's $2,500 of rods, reels, tackle, things like that for your kids to get out and go fish. They ask that you host a fishing derby, and so we partner with the hatchery here, and we already knocked that out in September.
Mr. Small also talked about a grant they're applying for.
We always apply for a conservation education grant. This year we're requesting funds to create an outdoor classroom at school, space where we can use it as a flex room, and if the weather's nice and teachers want to go outside and share that space, then, you know, give kids something a little different than just being in the same old classroom every day. You also start an archery program at your school, which our school has had archery, but we're, that's part of this process. We do offer hunter's ed. We have some guest lecturers and conservation professionals that come in and talk to our kids. We had a career fair a few weeks ago, and an Arkansas Game and Fish was there in several capacities.
Again, that's Mammoth Spring Principal Scott Small. The Powerball jackpot has climbed to $1 billion after no one won the big prize on Wednesday night. If won, it would have been the seventh largest jackpot in the lottery's history. Any player who wins the $1 billion jackpot will have the chance of receiving the full prize amount in 29 annual payments or a lump sum payment estimated at $461.3 million. Wednesday's drawing was the 41st since the jackpot was last won in September of last year, with two tickets in Missouri and Texas. And numbers drawn on Wednesday were 10, 16, 29, 33, 69, and a Powerball of 22. The next drawing is set for Saturday night.